This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Sir Spryler Cope, you're listening to Talk Sports.
Well, let's just ask John which one he uses.
I go with Sprite. Sprite is my favorite mixer. I use Sprite. It's great with vodka. I like it with whiskey. I like it with rum. Sprite is the more versatile.
You're going to do this again?
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Cam, think of this as the coin toss, right? Think of this as the coin toss in the NFL.
No, that's not
he
how this
chose
works.
To defer, which means I get the ball.
Because everybody who knows you are a Sprite and
exactly.
Whiskey guy.
Sprite.
Which is why
Sprite
I chose
great with
Sprite as the
is
topic.
Great with, are you going to argue for Coke or not?
No, I'm not going to argue for Coke.
So Sprite's
when
better.
Do we typically
I'm
decide?
Sprite with my volunteer vodka. It's delicious. You can't mix Coke with vodka. If I want some whiskey, I'm in a whiskey mood. You know I can also mix with whiskey. Sprite
on 1340 WKGN.
Defend your topic, please. We're running out of time.
I prefer Coke as a mixer with any alcohol. It's going to keep you up longer throughout the night, give you more energy. Coke, much, much better as a mixer than soda. Soda's bad for you. I don't know if you knew this. If you just stick to Coke and vodka, lessens the calories, keeps you up longer throughout the night, you have a much better time. More of a party if you go Coke over Sprite. And you're bound to attract more women.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
I'm going to start with some UT news. Mizzou, the game has been announced on October 2nd, noon. Another noon game. My God, these noon games, sort of get sick of them. An SEC Network noon game in Columbia against the Mizzou
Big
Tigers.
Time.
Okay.
What do you think about another noon game, John? You liking these? You liking the bright and early?
So 11 a.m.
Up and at them.
11 a.m.
Up and at them.
You got to compete with Georgia, Arkansas. Ugh.
That is so stupid, isn't it? Having an 11 a.m. game.
Seems tough. Seems tough for, you know, the teams that have to do it.
All right. So while we got Florida, 7 o'clock, and then a noon game against Mizzou to follow that up. So
then we win both of those. We come in.
Yeah, I was gonna. You know, you're kind of
4-1.
Kind of feeling a little, maybe a little upset this weekend. The way you're talking, John. Is that true?
It's gonna be a close game. Gonna be a close game. I'm not ready to go all the way out and say Tennessee beats Florida, but gonna be a close game. The 19.5. That's too high. It's three times as high.
It is high. That is high.
Or not three times as high as what it should be, but three times as high as what it's gonna be. It's gonna be a one score game, Draven. One score game.
I don't know if I buy that. I do think they'll cover though. I do think they'll cover. I'm with you on that one. Just call the upset, man. Just call it.
It's Monday.
Yeah. It's going to grow on him some.
I feel like you'll change your mind by the by the end of the week. Maybe think it won't be that close. Either way, though, yep, balls, Mizzou, noon. Another noon kickoff, baby. Here we go, bright and early. Speaking of Vols, shout out to Matthew Butler. Did you guys see that he is one of the highest-rated interior defensive linemen?
He's been balling.
Yeah. How about that?
He's been balling. Shout out to Rodney Garner.
I believe they said second highest rated interior defensive lineman so far.
Man, it's him versus Emory Jones. Going to be a battle. Going to be a battle. Need Butler to step up.
Do.
Keep us in this game.
What do you expect? Low scoring? High scoring?
Scoring. We'll be scoring. Medium scoring. Medium scoring.
Who do you feel better with at quarterback, Hooker or Milton, right now?
Bailey.
still on the Bailey train, huh?
Yep.
Getting to...
I wish Brian Maurer was still around, honestly.
Where did that guy go? Did he go anywhere?
Fell into a pit.
Anybody heard about old Maurer?
Yeah, I don't want to... I actually heard he's quarterback in an intramural team.
I heard that too. I heard that rumor too. I haven't confirmed, but that's what I heard as well.
You're lying.
I've got it on good authority that he is a quarterback in an intramural team. No,
I think you're allowed to have like one varsity sport athlete on intramural teams too. But yeah, sport. You know, not anymore. But I mean,
we'll take you.
I don't know if he's starting over there or not, but he is.
I would hope to God he's starting.
Got him playing receiver on the
Oh my gosh. There, you guys are messing with me right now. There's no way.
I'm being serious.
No, man. Yeah, he's playing the
Bears. I'm being serious.
Wow. Wow.
Drive down Sutherland. Maybe you'll see him out there playing on the fields one day.
He's out there trying to hurdle people, landing straight on his neck.
Wonder how many concussions he can get in the middle of football.
Come on.
Yeah, that's kind of that's a little too far, too far.
Don't ever let Hayden drag you down to the mud. Cam, you're better than that. Be better than that.
Some of these injury updates for you guys from the NFL. Man, we had a bunch of them. I mentioned Brandon Graham, tore Achilles, out for the rest of the season for the Eagles, maybe their best defensive lineman. Some quarterback injury news. Tua apparently avoids a serious rib injury. John, I guess that's good news. They do say that it'll be about pain tolerance going into his availability for week 3 as they take on the Las Vegas Raiders. But yeah, negative x-rays on the rib, so no breaks, anything like that. But he will have, I guess, more of a bruised rib situation. So we'll see how that goes. Of course, you act like the Dolphins, whole different team with Tua. So.
I think the Bills...
That was a blowout.
Right for the picking. I think that the Bills looked about like I thought they would. And I thought the Dolphins, I thought Brissett was awful.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big game, though, on Sunday. Dolphins Raiders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's got some serious wild card implications in Vegas. If I'm the Dolphins, I'm praying that Tua can play, although Jacoby's not much better. Maybe they should call Cam Newton, or maybe they need to be on the phone all week being like, all right, Deshaun, we're ready. We're ready to pull this trigger. Let's go, because we have a top 2 or 3 defense. We need you, Deshaun.
Such a weird situation. Of course, Cully, by the way, did announce Watson inactive once again. I guess no surprise there.
No,
but still, just kind of weird that he's still on the team, just kind of chilling. Some more NFL news. Lamar Jackson, wanted to talk about him. His comments after game. By the way, I absolutely loved the end of the game. Harbaugh going for it. What a gutsy call. What a gutsy call.
Just the right call.
Yeah, it's the obvious call.
You think so? I feel like a lot of teams would punt. There's only a minute left with like no timeouts for the Chiefs.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, bro.
He does. But did you see the clip?
Exactly what the man. It's basically the same exact situation the Chiefs were in last year, right? With Chad Henne, and they went for it.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess so.
In a playoff game.
Yeah.
Except they threw it. Maybe Chad Henne. It seems a little bit braver to throw it with Chad Henne than Although no one can stop Tyreek Hill in a 1 yard situation, but.
Did you see Harbaugh asking Lamar Jackson if he wanted to go for it? Pretty cool clip.
Sure, it was, but like, what was Lamar going to say? No? Nah, coach, let's punt.
All right.
I don't want to run the ball and try to win this game. I think it was a cool clip, and I like the relationship.
I was going to say.
I liked it more when Lamar came and chewed out Harbaugh in the third quarter.
When he called that timeout?
Yeah.
Just because he called his own play, I want to say, right? Because there was some sort of miscommunication there.
Well, and he was saying, like, I mean, they didn't get out of the huddle. And he was like, there's like 6 seconds left, and Harbaugh called the timeout, and, you know, Lamar came over to run to him like, trust me, I was going to get the playoff. We might need that timeout. They ended up not needing it, but I like the relationship.
Yeah.
And if I'm Harbaugh, I got to trust Lamar because he saved your job. He was on his way to getting fired.
Yeah.
And then Lamar saved his job.
Very true. Other college football news. Man, how bad, down bad, is Florida State now, guys? 0-3 for the first time since 1976, and of course, I mean, the embarrassing loss last week. They just got blown out this past Saturday by Wake Forest. I guess, I mean, at least we're not Florida State, right? Like, that's maybe a positive, which I guess they were probably more successful recently, but man, they are bad right now.
It would feel so bad to be a Florida State fan right now.
Shout out to
Chance. To be honest,
Chance.
Though, it feels terrible to be a Miami fan, too. Miami just dominated by Sparty. Yeah. Told you they should have been ranked. Can't believe I didn't make it one of my best picks instead of stupid Virginia Tech. I thought Michigan State was good. During trivia, I was like, they should be ranked.
I put that on the board.
Nope, it was a good call by you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. College football, we had the AP Top 25 poll come out. Clemson and Ohio State.
Clemson sucks.
Dropping. Yeah, I was going to say, what do we make of both these teams? Ohio State didn't look good either. Who the hell were they even playing? Was it
Toledo
right?
Was it Tulsa?
It was Tulsa, yeah. You're right. But, yeah, Ohio State struggled a little bit. Clemson, of course, ugly game against Georgia Tech. Man, that offense, terrible. And both those teams dropped in the rankings. Actually, back out of the top 10 as well. Or I guess right at the end of the top 10. Yeah, Clemson at 9, Ohio State at 10.
I thought Georgia Tech was going to do it.
If their offense wasn't god-awful, they might have.
I mean, what happened down there in the game? Their goal line play calling was just terrible. It was awful. Every single play that was called, I was like, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, they'd followed up with something even worse somehow.
It doesn't bring me much joy to say that I think Georgia's the best team in the country.
It might be, yeah.
Now, whether or not that means they win the championship, I don't know. But it
already putting them better than Alabama,
huh? Alabama are definitely worlds ahead of everybody else.
I just don't trust Alabama's defense, bro. Like, how do you – like, there was times when Florida realized, like, hey, Henry Toto can't guard a slant. Like, let's just go to the middle of the field. Like, they're just picking apart the middle of the field in, you know, the second and third quarter. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe Alabama's offense will just be able to outscore Georgia. But, man, like, it feels like Georgia's the best team in the country to me.
The top 10 just has a lot of teams you probably don't feel very good about, like Cincinnati, Texas A&M. I feel like it's not been really sharp.
Can you run down the top 5 for me?
Yeah, so you got Bama 1, Georgia 2, Oregon 3, Oklahoma 4. Oklahoma did not look great against Nebraska this past week. Close game there. And then you have Iowa
at
5.
That broke their, like, longest streak of scoring, what was it, like 27 or 28 or something like that?
Oh, really? Yikes.
Keep going. Go through 6 through 10.
6, Penn State. Big jump for them. All the way up to 6. 7, Texas A&M. 8, Cincinnati. And then, like I said, 9, Clemson, Ohio State, 10. And then you have Florida at 11.
Where's Notre Dame ranked?
Notre Dame's 12, right behind Florida. Yep,
so
12.
Weeks we get
and then Ole Miss all the way up to 13. Dame. My goodness.
Who's number 13?
Ole Miss.
It's Notre Dame, Wisconsin this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of sketchy teams.
2007 season playing out this year.
Where's the Ole Miss-Alabama game at this year?
Where was it last year? Was it in?
It was at Alabama.
It was at Alabama, right? So in Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Upset alert?
You sure about that?
I'm not.
Let me double check. I think it's in Tuscaloosa, but I'm not positive. Let me go find the SEC thing. They got that 330.
That was when I was driving back from the Georgia game, so I was just kind of watching on my phone. I don't remember. I know, you know, Ole Miss scored a bunch of points, but.
No, it is in Alabama.
Yeah.
So they played in Ole Miss last year.
I love that Hayden just said, I'm pretty sure it's Alabama. He wasn't going to bother to, like, double check it. It was just, I'm pretty sure it's in Oxford. And then just wasn't even.
I thought that they played at Alabama last year.
I kind of thought so too.
Well, like, just watching the game, I feel like that Alabama logo's in the field.
That's pretty good SEC weekend that week.
Yeah, no, I just liked that we were just going to throw that in and not
Vandy
check it.
Hosting UConn, jeez.
No, Ole Miss seems frisky.
Hard to stop.
Frisky.
Down at 13. They feel frisky. I feel better about them than a lot of the teams we mentioned.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole top 10.
I think I would take them over anybody in the country except, like, Alabama and Georgia.
Third best team in the nation. Ole Miss. Whew.
Maybe that's wrong, and, like, we haven't played enough football.
Seems bold,
but, like, I was not stopping that offense. Penn State's not stopping that offense. Like,
it's still crazy.
Can't score enough to keep up.
It's still crazy.
Like, I don't think anybody can except, like, I mean, like, I think Georgia would stop that offense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Alabama could score as many points as them. And, like, if that game was in Oxford, I might say, like, Ole Miss could beat them, but I don't think they can. But I don't know. And, like, that's not me saying that I think Ole Miss is going to go, like, 11-1 or whatever, but, like, in a one-game scenario, like, I think they could beat any of those teams on that schedule except Georgia or any of those teams in that list other than, like, Georgia and Bama.
I think a lot of this year is like
Oklahoma
attributed to not having any good quarterbacks in the country.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't.
There's just not.
You could say the same thing about Georgia, though. I mean, Georgia's quarterback situation is still a mess. That's the only reason I think they're not the best team in the nation.
I think Georgia's largely unproven. Like, I mean, their best win is against Clemson. I mean, Clemson
looks terrible.
Looks not good.
Yeah, like, their offense especially too.
It's. I mean, that's fine. I think Georgia's defense is just going to run the rest of their schedule. And like I said, maybe
they have an easy schedule too. Like you mentioned earlier.
maybe they'll play Alabama and lose. Maybe they'll play somebody and lose. But it feels like they're going to be, you know, firmly in that championship game. Like, I trust Georgia's defense to do better against Emory Jones, which, granted, by the time Florida and Georgia play, maybe you'll have Richardson in there. Maybe that offense would be a little bit more dynamic, but I don't know. That old mistake might not age well. I don't know. Or maybe it will age well.
Do they play somebody decent this weekend, right?
I don't know. Didn't people think Tulane? Didn't people think Tulane was like somewhat decent and they beat them like 40 something?
It was 61-21.
So I'm saying, like, didn't people think that Tulane was solid? Like, or maybe like Kiffin was just fooling people by talking about how they had like a SEC.
Yeah, Tulane's who played Oklahoma, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, people thought they were pretty solid because they played with Oklahoma.
And like Kiffin's like, they got SEC players all around. This looks like an SEC team. Now maybe he knew like what was coming. He wanted to like gas his team up coming out of it. But I didn't think people thought that Ole Miss was going to dog walk them the way they did.
Ole Miss's next game is against Alabama. I guess they're on a bye this week and they get Alabama not this Saturday but the next. Calling the upset.
Who does Alabama play this week?
Southern Miss.
The hell is with the schedule? I mean, I guess they did just play Florida. Okay.
And they still play New Mexico State later as well.
Whenever they play them, but okay.
Why would New Mexico State ever schedule Alabama? Ever. Like ever.
Money.
Like ever.
I guess. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, you want to stay in the NFL, you want to go to college football weekend, what do you want to do? Cam, what's on your mind?
We need a little college. Let's say we need a little college. We did a lot of NFL, so.
We just talked about the stinky teams.
Yeah. College football. Week three.
Probably feels like a win for Nebraska to like hanging with Oklahoma, right? Like if you're Scott Frost, you're like, that's good, guys.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You gotta take a moral victory on that one. That's the best you can do. You were in the game, I mean. How about Pittsburgh with the oof.
Yeah, how do we feel about that? Like Pittsburgh losing to Western Michigan and also giving up 47 points to Western Michigan.
They couldn't stop them. And then
Is there a takeaway for us on that? Is it just like college football is different week to week and it's just what happens? Like, Pittsburgh probably did celebrate the win over Tennessee as if it mattered.
Yeah.
Being a team that, you know, comes down into the SEC and wins. Like, I'm sure Pittsburgh partied and felt good about themselves and probably got a little too high.
That's fair. It looked like they kind of, you know, were going to be fine at halftime when they rattled off, 20 points in the second quarter again after being down.
Yeah, they're down, 20-7, then came back and it was 27-27?
Yeah,
at
halftime. So you're like, oh, they're probably going to get it together, flip the script in the second half, be fine, and then slow third quarter for both teams. And Pittsburgh started getting stopped, and Western Michigan did enough to get the win.
I mean, we probably could have scored 40-50 on them if we'd have just connected on some of the deep passes, cut down on a couple mistakes, turnovers. I mean,
so does it make you feel worse about Tennessee's performance? Because, I mean, it seems like, yeah, we probably left some points on the board, and we probably should have beaten that team. We should probably be 3-0. And I don't know, we got one vote in the coaches' poll. We came in as a 50th ranked team in the coaches' poll. So
let's go.
Maybe you could have been a top 25 team for this matchup.
Mm-hmm.
People feel a lot different about this team, too. Dramatically different about this team.
And, I mean, I feel like you can look and say, like, you should have won that game.
Yeah.
Like, I felt that way coming out of it. You know, there was a strangely weird rush by a portion of Tennessee fans to, like, defend Pittsburgh and act like they were some great team. No, this Pittsburgh team's really good, guys.
No, I don't.
This Pittsburgh team's going to win 8 or 9 games in the ACC. They're good.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, okay, I guess, but like.
We're just a bunch of losers.
I mean, is that what it comes down to?
Yeah, we're just losers.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. Is that how you feel, Draven? We're just a bunch of losers?
I mean, yeah, kinda.
Cam, is that how you feel? We're just a bunch of losers?
Yeah, when you're trying to justify garbage like that, justify Bowling Green being a solid team, people are saying that after week one. And it was, if everybody have a point over an FCS team, like, what are y'all doing?
They got a win week two, though, right, Bowling Green?
Yeah, I think they ended up beating Murray State. I'm not
They're
sure.
up 19-11 when I saw like a couple minutes left and Murray State had the ball. I didn't actually bother to check back in. But
yeah,
I
Murray State had Cincinnati on the ropes, so maybe we're back.
Sure.
Beat Cincinnati.
I think it's fair to say we should be 3-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you should.
And I think it's fair to say we'd all feel better about this team if we were 3-0.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, whether or not that helps you on Saturday in the Swamp, if you were 3-0, you know, maybe that's yet to be determined, but there'd probably be more fans going down to the Swamp. Maybe. I've sworn it off. I won't go back.
Mm-mm.
I'm good. I've seen two games there. I don't need to see a third.
When's the last year you were down there?
2015.
Oof.
That was the, for some reason, not going for 2 points to go up 14 in the fourth quarter and then giving up a walk-off touchdown. Oh, it wasn't a walk-off touchdown because sadly you still had a minute and a half left. I had kind of forgotten you still had a minute and a half left. I thought it was more like 50 seconds. Probably should have gotten better field goal range, minute and a half left. I guess that was a game.
You would think so.
Couldn't really throw the ball. I think you had like 80 yards passing.
Like almost as many yards receiving as he did passing.
I mean, that's the game he led your team in passing, rushing, and receiving. He led in all three.
I don't think that's a good thing, to be honest.
Well, it's not when the it is if like the leading passer has more than like 88 yards. Like if he'd had 200 yards, 100 yards rushing and 100 receiving, that'd be a really good game, and you'd probably win the game.
Yeah, wasn't quite that.
Still thought Medley hit that kick, to be honest. I mean, I know he didn't, but when it left his foot where I was sitting in the stadium, it looked like it was going in.
You start celebrating?
No, I know better than that. I know better than that. But I thought for a brief second it was in.
God, how frustrating was that? Didn't we have a penalty to push the field goal back, too?
Is that right? There was like a weird false start.
Or like a substitution something? Because I remember that. I feel like the ball was at like the 30, and then they had to push it back to like the 35, making it like the 53 or whatever it was.
I don't think we were that, because I think it was in like a 57-yard field goal.
Oh, was it even further? Yeah. Okay, might be right.
There was that. Or is it that or a miss? We like threw the ball out of like close to the sideline and couldn't get our foot down. There was something there that almost gave us a chance. But
and the touchdown Florida had was on like 4th and 15, was it not?
4th and 14.
14?
Yeah. Yep, and they still had to score a touchdown if you just make the tackle after the first down, and you didn't. And we don't need to like really like rehash the house of horrors there. I gave Dobbs too many yards. I said 88. He had 83 yards. But yeah, I said I wasn't going back. First down from the 32. Had a 10-yard pass to Cody Blanc.
Hayden, was your mic off again?
No, it's been on. I just turned it off and turned it back on.
Cam's yelling at you for a reason.
Somebody tweeted in that your mic was off.
I don't have the energy to argue with you today, Hayden. I'm looking at the 2015 Tennessee-Florida game. I don't have the energy to argue with you. There was a false start that pushed it back to the 37.
That's what I thought.
Then you hit Kamara for 19 yards. You get down to the Florida 44. Dobbs scrambles to the 36, and then, yep, substitution infraction. You're right, from the 32.
Oh, God. I knew it.
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah. So you were lining up for a 49-yard field goal, and you get a substitution penalty and have to kick a 55-yard field goal. Oh, my God. I never will forget walking out of that stadium. Just the fans coming up to me.
Gator chomping you?
No, the opposite. It was a good game. You guys almost had us. You should have had us. great game by you guys. You guys are almost back. I feel it. I hope you guys get good again.
I'd rather get gator chomped.
That's how I felt.
Same way people were doing it 2 years ago when I went to the game down there. Said they killed us.
In 2019 they said that?
Yeah.
That they were almost good again? Or
no, just like they want us to be good again, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Close game for a while.
2019 was?
That's what they said. I don't know. I was like,
no, it was 33. I mean, I guess it was. I guess before Jennings dropped the ball that led to an interception, like we, I guess, had a little bit of like a first quarter that felt like okay, somewhat in it. Oh, God, I hate this series so much.
And you're still calling the upset, huh?
I didn't call the upset. I said it's going to be a one-score game.
We're only going to have one score?
We're going to have the ball in the fourth quarter, the chance to go tie, and we're not going to score.
Milton with a deep ball down the sideline.
It's true. He might even have a shot.
Running down the sideline open, and he overthrows him.
And he kills the floor of the mascot.
He overthrows him.
I picture it more of a deep ball across the middle that's picked, that he overthrows the receiver.
Right into the safety's arms.
Yeah, on a 20-yard like in route, he's going to overthrow that, and it's going to be the safety's going to come back and get it. But no, I can't imagine going down to that game. Hayden's got the last drive pulled up.
There was 11 of his 82 yards right there. So
he had 70 going into that drive. He had less than because Kamara gets a 15-yard catch here. Dobbs had, 50 yards passing going into the last drive? Really is remarkable that we were even up 13. Made the plays you had to. I'm depressed. Go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. It's kind of wild that's been 6 years ago, but during the last break, here we are breaking down the end of the 2015 Florida game. God, I hate that place. I hate those people. I hate that stadium. They should have fired Bush Jones right after that game. I don't know how. I'm at a loss for words with it. And again, I don't want to like take a trip down 6 years down memory lane or whatever. But like, man, the talent we had on that team compared to the talent we have now just seems drastically different. And things could have been so different. We don't have to watch Medley kick it.
They did show the Wilhoit kick. That is kind of weird that it was like the same score, the kicker's the same number and everything. Like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Except we missed it.
Yeah.
If we wouldn't have gotten the 5-yard penalty, it would have been the same distance. Basically.
Maybe we just hadn't used a random timeout like earlier. I don't know.
I don't want to like break down the mistakes, but the fact that there's 56 seconds left in the game, we get a false start, the clock isn't moving, and Butch Jones calls it one of his last two timeouts. Is maddening. As it is that we had two plays that maybe almost got out of bounds, that didn't get out of bounds, that kept the clock running.
They pretty much had 50 seconds and only ran like four plays.
They didn't get four. They got two.
From the beginning of the drive?
No. They had a minute and 20 at the beginning of the drive.
Yeah.
There was 56 seconds left. He caught a timeout. Josh Dobbs broke out of the sack, fumbled like 9 yards down the field. They, keep the clock running there. And then he throws the 7 or 8 yard pass that was a terrible pass. My God, Dobbs. Where he throws it, somebody's shoelaces around the sideline, and he gets tackled inbounds with 10 seconds left. And then the clock, was going to run after the first down got set. And guess what, guys? I guess we did take our timeout because we had a formation penalty we had to use.
Yeah, we had to for the 10-second runoff.
Right. Which I guess credit does for having the timeout for the 10-second runoff, but just absolutely. We turn the screen a little bit. I want to see the kick.
Well, he already kicked it once, and it was way bad. Off.
Yeah, but I want to see the second one. Twisted. I can't see. There you go. Thank you. 55 yards, 3 seconds. Right hash. The kick is up. Man, it looked good for a second. It still looks good. Oh, my God.
It did.
And I'm sitting in that end zone opposite, so like I'm watching where the TV viewing was.
Would have won the SEC East.
Imagine how much better Aaron Maley would be remembered if he made that kick. He almost made it. Do you agree with that, Hayden? It looked like it had a chance. Yeah. It was closer than I remembered, actually.
Actually, he was going to hit the upright, but missed a little right.
All
right,
you can turn it off. I don't want to see Mac now. Cheer me up, Draven. Put your hands on my leg. Give me a little thigh massage.
I'm good.
For the boys. Come on.
I'm good.
I'm down bad. Wow. Shoulder rub.
Baton just won, man. How are you down
right.
bad?
You're right.
Why are we
right.
focusing on past Florida stuff, man? League. We're looking ahead. We're looking Florida ahead.
League. And honestly, I don't have many. I hate that, like, for me and most Tennessee fans, like, this lines up almost every year, it feels like, with the Colts game. There'll be a Colts and Florida back to back. That week in 2015, I believe the Titans blew a, like, 21-point lead or a 17-point lead to Andrew Luck. In Nashville.
Ouch.
That was a really, really bad drive home from...
Two biggest rivals on the same weekend.
Yeah. I don't guess that lead was... Well, yeah, it was 27-14 heading into the fourth quarter, and we lost 35-33. God. And that was like the 11th loss in a row, too. Like, both of them had like 11-game losing streaks. And this lined up again. It's lined up again, Draven. Missed a 2-point conversion. That was the one we did run a terrible 2-point conversion play on.
At the end of the game?
Yeah. It's just so stupid. I hate this rivalry. I hate that they're so much better than us. And, like, now we can't even really point. Like, Florida probably should be better. It feels like. I guess it's hard to say it, you know, coming off of a 2-point loss, but in the first half, like, it felt like Alabama could do whatever they wanted against Florida. Like, it felt like they could just dump it down to the running back and they weren't going to be able to tackle him. They could throw to short. They could throw it short of the sticks to wide receivers, and the wide receiver would make the first guy miss and they'd get 10 extra yards. It felt that way. Now, it changed at halftime. And I guess Florida had a little bit better athletes than we thought. And they actually held Alabama to their first game under 100 yards rushing in a long, long time.
I was going to say, that was probably the biggest difference, right? Just holding off the running attack, putting pressure on the quarterback.
And I don't need to tell you what happens if we can't run against Florida. And that if Alabama couldn't run against Florida, that we're probably not going to be able to either.
Oh, joy.
Do we have any updates? Did you get those updates from Heupel's press conference? Did he say anything about our injuries, because it felt like Tennessee got really banged up against Tennessee Tech, which I was so mad watching that game. It was so stupid that we had to play that game. I guess you can look and say some guys got some stats. Like, did you go get your free cookies, Hayden, from the Alante Taylor interception?
What?
You missed the promo to get free cookies with the Alante Taylor interception?
From this past week? I didn't watch the game this weekend. I'm going to be honest. I did not watch one single second of it.
Well, there was a free promotion for free cookies, but I guess you didn't see it.
For pick six or just interception?
Just an interception.
Who was giving out the cookies?
Whatever the
hate place
is
now.
On campus.
Oh, Insomnia?
No. No, I guess it's not the one on campus. Isn't there a Moonshine Cookies on campus?
Never heard of it.
Okay, Moonshine Cookies? No.
Did I make that up? Is it not Moonshine Cookies? Either way, some guys got some stats. Some guys got to feel good, but I found myself just wondering, like, what the hell possessed you to go to college at Tennessee Tech to play football? Is it just, like, the free scholarship? Is that it?
Do you really think it has the players feeling that good? Like, there's just no positives to take away from that game.
The players looked excited after every big play.
I guess, like, but, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you look good, it doesn't matter, it's Tennessee Tech, and if, it's just only negatives. Like, if you did look bad or looked a little shaky, then people are going to be like, man, this team's terrible. There's no positives to take away.
Well, I mean, I want to get rid of the game altogether, so don't get me wrong. I think it's stupid to play.
I think this offense is going to have to get creative against Florida. Let's see some trick plays. Let's see it get a little crazy, John. That's the only way you're going to pull off this upset, man.
Well, man,
we can't be running the same damn plays like we do or whatever. You guys keep telling me Heupel has like 5 plays that he has in his playbook. Like, we can't be doing that, man. We got to get creative.
Well,
we got to mix it up.
I will say the 2015 game that we just watched, I mean, Tennessee was in that game because of trick plays.
Yeah. They were.
I mean, there's a big throwback to Dobbs that he scored on that, right?
Yeah, he's a touchdown.
He scored on that, and there was another, like, you know, where I believe we threw a touchdown to, like, out of a reverse to Juwan Jennings, right?
Yeah.
In the end zone? Or did Juwan throw it? I think he might.
I think Juwan, did he throw it to Dobbs?
He threw it to Dobbs, but I thought there was another throwback.
It was like the Philly special play, pretty much, right?
Yeah, what? It was Juwan, because he had a...
Not on the throwback one, I don't think.
No, not on the throwback one, but the one that...
On the goal line, yeah.
The goal line one.
That one wasn't to Dobbs. Dobbs' touchdown came like on a...
Yeah, I knew that.
A back across the field, like screen pass, and he went like 65 yards. Oh,
yeah, because it was like, yeah, it was 58, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. I just thought Dobbs had two touchdowns.
I think Dobbs ran and tossed it around to somebody else, and then we threw it to another guy in the end zone. I think. Dobbs didn't have two receiving touchdowns, I don't think.
I do have some Heupel stuff.
Yeah, give it to me if you don't care. I asked for it.
He just said it's a really good football team. Our guys are excited about the challenge. He's noncommittal about naming the quarterback starter, kind of like what we talked about earlier. Says be something to talk about later in the week when they have more information.
I guess that play was actually against A&M when we did that one.
Reverse,
yeah.
He didn't score on the play against A&M, did he?
Yeah, it was in the end zone.
Was he?
Yeah, which I don't know if it was Dobbs or if it was somebody else, but it was. We only had one passing touchdown, and it was Jennings. And then Dobbs, Hurd had two rushing touchdowns. Dobbs had just the one receiving touchdown. Man, we should have won that game. God, what a dreadful season. That was Tennessee's best team. 2015 was better than 2016 for sure, in my opinion. It's a wasted opportunity. Go ahead about the injury. Sorry. He said he's just a wait and see.
He said he was noncommittal to name his starters. It'll be something to talk about later in the week when they have more information. He said Florida's big, long, athletic, and violent, and that this is the biggest game on the schedule because it's the next one. He said, I think...
Wow, never heard that one before.
He said, I think our kids understand the importance of this game and are excited for it.
So. You ever think about just how big the ESPN website is and how much data they have?
Yeah.
They can go back and read like play-by-plays from 2015.
Pretty much any game.
Dude, yeah, like
any game.
Seems like they got too much stuff on there. I feel like we need
this?
That's
why the app doesn't work.
Their app is trash.
Honestly.
App is so bad. Yeah, so Jennings threw a touchdown. I guess it was to Kamara, maybe, in the end zone. God, against A&M.
But, yeah, I want to see trick plays. I want to see us get crazy with it.
Biggest game of the year. Can't hold anything back.
Exactly.
That's the next game.
Exactly. Florida will figure us out if we just keep running the same plays over and over. And even if we do have a little bit of success in the first quarter like we did against Pitt.
It's not going to be a one-score game. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, let's. I gotta change gears. I was in a good mood. Now I'm in a bad mood. Let's get back talking some NFL.
Okay.
Let's do that, please. Week 2, Monday Night Football. Take advantage of a risk-free bet. Same game parlay, 3 legs or more. If your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Nice little cheap action on the game tonight. Put your parlay in. Give you a little fun. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, no sweat. You get it back in bonus funds. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. Actually, I wouldn't know. But they always give my money back on whenever they promise it, and it gives me another chance and more incentive. It is more fun. Lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. And again, if you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you get your money back up to $10. That's for new and existing users. For new users, sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code TALKSPORTS so they know that we sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund is issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Where are you expecting from Aaron Rodgers and the Packers tonight? Everyone that needed to bounce back pretty much did this weekend, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are no like real good 0-2 teams. At 0-2, who feels worse? Probably the Vikings?
I'd say so. Yeah, especially after that loss they had to take in.
Two losses in a row, like on last second field goal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot that. First game was overtime.
Yeah, if I'm the Vikings, I feel like I should be 2-0.
Yeah.
And I like you. Maybe you're like, hey, we're still upbeat. We still got a chance to go out here and right the wrongs. But you should be 0-1. You should be at least 1-1 at the very least. You probably should be 2-0. The other 0-2 teams, the Giants, maybe they feel like they let one get away.
Giants are not good.
The Jets stink. The Jaguars stink. The Colts, you probably just feel like, hey, we played two good teams. It's fine. There's a long season. The Vikings are the ones that's like, hey, we let these guys get away.
Yeah.
But if you're the Packers, like, you don't want to be the one team that is actually panicking at 0-2. Because if they lose this will be a big red flag. A home loss to the Lions with everything going on with Aaron Rodgers in the offseason, that would be bad news.
Can say relax all you want, but don't think that'd be happening if they lose this game. They're going to blow them out, though. Right? Like, you feel pretty confident in that.
I hope so.
So you hope so?
Yeah, I need Devonta Adams to have 30 fantasy points tonight.
Good luck with that.
It's possible.
It's doable.
I hate fantasy football so
Me
much.
Too.
I hate it so much.
2 weeks, I'm about to be 1-7 unless Devonta Adams has 30 points tonight.
I hate it so much.
I got Carson DMing me on Instagram, talking smack to me all week.
He beat me last week, too.
It's not over yet, but it's pretty much over. I'm up like 2 points, and he has like two guys playing tonight. So, yeah, it's over.
He's gonna win
unless it's like Swift and Hawkinson, unless those guys pretty much do nothing. But yeah, the Packers are going to dominate tonight. I mean, what's the usual saying when it's a bad team getting embarrassed in a game a lot of people are watching? Like, they usually bounce back pretty strong. And the Packers are a good team. Like, I don't think there's anything. I will say it's probably concerning that the Saints dominated as much as they did and then looked terrible in week two. That might be a little concerning, but Packers will blow that one out. I can see the Lions, maybe a backdoor cover, though. What's the spread, 12.5? 13.5?
Yeah, it was like low double digits. It was somewhere between 11 and 13. It's been moving around.
Yeah, you got to trust Rodgers, right? You got to trust Rodgers.
The Lions seem like they usually play them close, like in these early season matchups. But
I remember there was last year. Was it a Monday night game last year? They should have beat them early in the season. Maybe in 2 years ago.
Yeah, was it last year, or 2 years ago.
They were up, and Rodgers had a couple late magical touchdowns, as he does.
Better. The best content would be them losing, though.
Oh, yeah.
In my big league, my opponent only scored 119 points. You would think I'd be able to do it. Nope, 106 points by my guys. Way to go, idiots. Thanks for nothing, A.J. Brown. I guess it's my fault. Thanks for nothing, Dalton Schultz.
Did you see A.J.'s tweet last night?
Didn't make me feel better.
But the COVID
thing. Says family told him he wouldn't have caught COVID if he tried. Because he keeps dropping everything. So stupid. I hate fantasy football so much. Like, it's not even fun.
Well, don't do it then. Nobody's forcing you to do it.
Thanks, Mom. I appreciate it.
Well, that's true.
It is true.
You know what? Also, I'm on the topic of people just complaining about something, let me go off on this. The whole taunting stuff, like, what the hell did everybody expect? They said, like, hey, we're going to start cracking down on this. There's going to be a lot of penalties. What have you seen? There's been a lot of penalties, and people are on Twitter, oh, this taunting has to stop. It's ruining the game. It's like, they warned you. They told you.
Yeah, but
you knew this was coming, so why complain about it?
I think if you complain enough about it, it'll change.
Well, I think
that's one of those.
It's like the roughing the passer thing. Remember, roughing the passer was getting called every time the quarterback got touched a couple years ago at the beginning of the season. And then towards the end.
Put on the Seahawks-Titans game. They left about three on the field for Tannehill. I'm glad they called the one in overtime because he's getting his ass whipped. They're folding him up like an accordion.
The one in overtime was like, I felt like the least.
That was dirty. They should have kicked him all out of the game. He came in high and tried to headbutt him late, like two steps late. No.
I don't think he tried to headbutt him.
He jumped
up
and hit him in the head.
A little dramatic.
I will say the Cowboys kind of got bailed out on that sack call on Herbert. Well, what was that?
Go ahead
did
and say what you want to
see that.
Well, no, first of all, he is in the grass. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily
throw the ball.
I know. I think it was
intentional grounding. If it wasn't,
that's what
even,
I'm saying. That's what literally I was going to say. He's still going to lose all those yards, and it's going to be a loss of down, and they're in the same situation. So either way,
the refs probably wouldn't have called the roughing the
like. Hey, Herbert,
probably wouldn't have called the intentional grounding correctly. I get
referee
so
was bad this weekend.
I get so mad at intentional groundings. Mm-hmm. They make me angry. I think that's the one call in all of NFL football that has me consistently angry. It's just so inconsistent. Like, sometimes it matters if the receiver, quote-unquote, has a miscommunication. There was a time yesterday in the Dolphins-Bills games that I saw that Josh Allen, like, it might have been right before half, threw the ball 30 yards down the field from a pocket with pressure, and there's like, oh, well, the receiver must have been on the wrong side of him. And I was like, well, it's an intentional grounding. There's nobody back there.
You see the Mac Jones one yesterday?
No, I can't see them all.
He was, like, rolling out of the pocket to the left, and he had, like, a crosser going back his way.
He just, like, threw it right in the ground. And it was a big call. But, like, for the most part, they missed those.
Yeah. Like, what is that?
There are so many times when the quarterbacks are throwing it 15 yards out of bounds. They're like, well, there's a gust standing right there. It's not intended for him.
Yeah.
They're so fickle with what they call there.
What did you think about, like, Brady last week against the Cowboys? Like, do you think that should be intentional grounding?
I thought that one should have been intentional grounding. He threw it 10 yards out of bounds.
I mean, I think it should be just – it's obvious they're just trying to waste the clock.
Right.
Like, yeah.
That's intentional grounding. It's intentional grounding. If you're dropping back and you're throwing it 18 yards out of bounds, that's intentional grounding.
Yeah.
You are throwing the ball away intentionally. You're inside the pocket. It should be intentional grounding.
You just can't call it all the time on those, though, because, like, what if you have a high throw – for a receiver that you just completely whiff over somebody. Like,
I was watching a game. I want to say it was the Giants Redskins, or I keep calling it the Giants football team, maybe, or maybe it was the Raiders game, actually. It was a primetime game. And the refs came out, was like, yeah, we've really made an effort to say, you know what, we're just going by letter of the rule. We're not trying to guess what these guys are doing. So if they're trying, you know, if it's a miscommunication, we're supposed to err on the side of it was a throwaway intentionally. We're not trying to get in their head. So, like, if he throws it 15 yards out of bounds too far, like, it should be intentional grounding. It drives me crazy every week.
If that was the case, though, man, like, there'd be 6 or 7 intentional groundings a game. There would be so many. I mean, so many times a quarterback just heaves it 20 yards out of bounds, and there's usually not a receiver in the area.
He's not out of the pocket, and he's got pressure on him. It should be intentional grounding.
It is the rule.
The only time they've accurately called it like that is in the Super Bowl. The only time they've actually done it was with Tom Brady in his second, like, the Giants rematch in 2011, where he was like, in the end zone, in the middle of the field, and, like, got a little pressure. He just chucked it in the middle of the field as far as he could. And they're like, actually, there's no receivers over here, man. Safety. Usually, like, oh, it's a deep pass. It's okay. Miscommunication. It just drives me crazy. I don't know.
Maybe they could teach us in your academy school.
I think they're getting better at it. We're getting closer and closer to just having an official in the booth.
Like the XFL?
Yep. That's just like, hey, I'm in your ear, you messed that call up, you missed this. Like, they're getting a little bit better at that, where they're kind of fixing some egregious mistakes. Mm-hmm. And another thing, we need to go back to the old replay rules. Some people are just like, want to get rid of replay altogether. I don't want to do that. But, damn it, it needs to be a minute or less. Because we're looking for conclusive. Yeah. It has to be conclusive to go in there to overturn it. They sit there and they looked at Julio's catch for 3 minutes and then came out and was like, well, actually, it's incomplete. Which, whatever. I'm not here to argue. It was a catch. But if it takes you 3 minutes, you obviously aren't very convinced of it. It's not like it was some crazy play where they had to respot the ball and so-and-so happened and we got to do this and fix the clock. No. No.
Did you see the Memphis Mississippi State onside kick? Did you guys see that?
I did not see the onside kick. Yeah, I saw the punt.
Was that not a little questionable? They reviewed the onside kick to see if it went 10 yards, and it did. But then they also said, hey, there was an illegal block, and they called a penalty after reviewing. And yeah, I thought you
there's
couldn't.
Like there's like a new rule where you can't like hit.
I think you can do that on replay, though.
I was going to say, replay is not reviewing. Yeah. Whatever you're reviewing, you have to just review that. And nothing, everything else is kind of whatever if there's a penalty.
You can review.
The NFL's not like that, right? Because you can't overturn a penalty. You can't call a penalty after reviewing something in the NFL.
Do 12 men on the field. I know you can do that. Okay. But I think that's the only one that I've seen that
you can
do.
You can't call anything. Like, if you saw holding, you couldn't just be like, oh, yeah, the fumble's not, you know, not a fumble, but there was holding. You can't say that.
In college, like targeting.
Targeting, and like, yeah, I mean, like, if
targeting, man. People want to think taunting's ridiculous. Targeting. The targeting in college football. A guy getting kicked out for some crazy play. The Penn State guy. Like, my goodness.
Hour 2 in the books. We'll kick off hour 3 with headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.